Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Coming up, let's put our feet up, crack open a brewski, and watch some TV.
Plus the deletion dilemma. Hey, watch your feet. Hey. A duh tip extravaganza, and watch out, there's a pitfall.
All that and books from Ted. You love Ted.
We love Ted.
On iPad Today. Bear.
iPad Today is brought to you by GoToMeeting with HD Faces from Citrix. All you need is a webcam and a click to turn your online meeting into a high-definition video conference. Meet with colleagues anywhere in the world, even from an iPad. Sign up for your 30-day free trial today. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and use the promo code iPad. And by Ford. Ford invites us tech geeks to join the conversation, submit ideas, and grab your tech geek badge at social.ford.com. And by Slingbox, which can turn your iPad into a television. With the iPad app from Slingbox, you can watch your home TV on your iPad anywhere you go. Check it out at slingbox.com/twit.
La, 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 la.
Hello, Sarah Lane.
Hey, Leo Laporte, how are you?
I am well. I'm a little spritzy today because I just a little behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I forgot my iPad today. Kind of hard to do iPad today when you don't have your iPad.
It's like walking out of your house without pants.
Fortunately, have you ever done that?
Only when
you're wearing a skirt. I haven't.
I mean, I wear the appropriate outfit.
Sometimes I walk to Sometimes I walk to the garbage chute without pants.
That's okay. are there boxers on, or at least a little something?
We're a little something.
Something for the wind?
Yeah,
okay,
speedo.
Good.
But, but fortunately I was able to, in the last, 10, 15 minutes, walk home, get it, and walk back. But I'm a little sweaty because it's hot out there, and I was walking briskly.
Yeah. They call it power walking.
Power walking.
Yeah.
Heel toe.
Right.
With my Fuel Band.
And how many steps did you take?
It was 500 steps.
It's cumulative. It was 500 steps?
Each way. It's 1,000 steps total.
Well, there you go.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, it's fun. You're finally getting on the Fuel Band train. Huh?
Yeah, you got off the train, so I got on it.
Well, that's all right. We're sliding doors in the night.
I like it that I didn't know this until I got it, that there's an iPhone app, which I presume works just as well on the iPad.
It does.
Where
yeah.
You press and hold this button, and it synchronizes automatically via Bluetooth,
uh-huh.
And then uploads it to the Nike site. And so I think that's kind of neat.
Yeah, that actually works really well. At the first generation of it, when you first launched the app, you couldn't actually... multitask. I know that's not actually the appropriate word, but if it was running in the background, it would stop syncing. That was really annoying.
Oh, that,
especially
that
if
annoying.
You had to sync over a long period of time.
Yeah.
So they've fixed that, so it'll sync in the background.
It's kind of like the Nike Plus thing that they used to come with the iPod you put in your shoe, except mm-hmm. You're wearing it on your arm now, on
exactly.
Your sleeve.
Yeah, as mine bricked, and I don't know. I felt free.
So I'm free.
I was sort of a slave to my fuel number. And for anybody who doesn't have a Fuel Band, this is not very interesting. But for those of you who do, you too can free yourself from the confines of Nike if you so desire.
It's a glorified pedometer, let's face it.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
And it
works
doesn't,
well.
Some of the exercises that you and I do.
Like biking. Where my upper body doesn't move that much.
Pilates. You don't get the measurement that you deserve, yeah. And that's frustrating.
Yeah, but then if you were to wave your hand like
I
this,
do, I go like this while I'm doing
then
Pilates.
It would, and then it'd be like, wow, you're exercising really, really hard, and that's not necessarily true.
No, I'm just pumping up the fuel,
pumping iron, pumping air.
So enough of that. What is our topic of the day? This is something. Okay, this is the exact opposite. This is for couch potatoes.
Yes,
people who don't want to move.
You want to sit and you want to watch television.
I
want
to relax,
or you want to watch movies all day. Or, yeah, it's baseball. And you just want to watch baseball game after baseball game after baseball game. You're vegging out. But there are a lot of apps that can help you veg out proactively.
It's funny you should mention baseball because that's exactly the one that I use all the time, is MLB 2012.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can watch or listen to the game on there. And sometimes I'd prefer to hear the radio announcers to the doofuses on TV. So that's one advantage.
Yeah, you're not alone.
But but also, you get to see the box score. You get all of this additional stats and information. It's the kind of thing that the people, the booth announcers, have in front of them. You get to watch along. And I love using that. So there's a good example is MLB 2012.
Now, what about when you're watching TV, but because we all have to multitask at all hours of the day now, you've also got your iPad in your lap and you want to be, sort of be like doing something else at the same time. Some of these apps that have come out over the last week are really interesting in that space, particularly one called Boxfish. This is the Boxfish live guide for iPad. And if you look at this, there's a lot going on right now. Basically, what it's doing is it's a live feed based on closed captioning data
Wow.
from over 3,600 TV stations, local and cable.
Oh, that's kind of neat.
In real time. So you're sort of seeing what kind of ends up looking like a Twitter feed of all of this information that's updating. Now, because I don't actually have cable television, in my settings, I've said, here's if I run the configuration wizard again, it'll try to give me the best data based on where I live and what I'm watching. So if I go ahead and say, oops, that's my zip code here, San Francisco, and then it'll say, okay, well, how are you getting this information? You know, you're in Comcast, you have Astound. Well, I just have over-the-air broadcast. So I can choose.
So that's okay, too.
Yeah, I can choose that as an option, which
okay.
for me filters out, obviously, a lot of stuff that's going on
right.
on television. But it is, I don't really care what else is going on television if I'm wanting to be watching it, right?
Right.
Bravo is such fine and dandy, but if I can't follow along on TV, Boxfish isn't that helpful. So it actually is good for me to filter results just based on the kind of stuff that I can watch. At this point, I'm just looking at a feed. If I want to switch over to sports, we were talking about sports earlier. Here are sports references on a variety of channels that I can switch over to. I can also look at trending topics, which, again, in Twitter fashion, or over on the right-hand side, if I see, you know, Isaac, okay, what's that all mean? What's the name Isaac trending for? It'll give you an idea of that. Now, okay, so we've got something on NBC Bay Area. It's the news show.
So you would do this while you were watching TV. You'd have that in addition to what you're watching? Or is it more to find what you're going to watch?
It's more to find. Sort of. It's kind of like if you're a hardcore news junkie or you're very, very passionate about a certain subject and you want references to this.
I get it.
All over the place.
And because there's so many channels now, you could say, okay, who's talking about the Casey Anthony trial right now? And you
exactly.
could find the five that are right now.
Exactly.
That's great.
So in the way that Twitter is not always an elegant search solution,
right.
but you can figure out who's talking about what, the same is what Boxfish wants to be.
Then, That's
of course,
a good idea.
You can have favorites as far as favorite channels. And you can, you know, I can say, for example, I want to make sure that this is added to my custom feed so that I get any references to Isaac, the word Isaac. I get some suggested shows. I can set an alert for the next mention. So next time I hear Isaac anywhere that I've set up Boxfish to comb through, I'll get an alert. No, if that's a notification
that
or not,
really
it's up
neat.
To me.
I like that.
Yeah, I think it's for if you have a specific purpose, maybe for work, or you're just a news junkie and you really like to be on top of this stuff. And I think that it's probably the most fun when you've got like 500 cable channels and you know that you'll never be on top of all of them. Again, I only have a handful, but it's completely free.
Yeah, for you, it'd just be easy. You just change the, you get up and you turn the dial.
Yeah, on my UHF.
On your UHF. Yeah, and you
yeah.
go chik-chung, mm-hmm. chik-chung. And then three channels later, you know everything that's on. So it's
yeah.
a lot easier for
and
you.
And it's all in black and white so as not to confuse me with too much color in my retina.
I sometimes just turn the picture off entirely. And so then I just hear the...
You know, that's actually what people do with Twit content as well. Sometimes they just turn the picture off entirely and they listen.
They just
and
they don't
seem to be perfectly
see.
Happy with that, too.
They just don't
okay.
want to see.
It's okay. So that's Boxfish. Another, this is sort of a tried and true on iPad today because they've had an iPad app forever, is Get Glue. Get Glue has been around...
And we like them because they have Twit stamps.
They do. Yeah, so the Get Glue is, as we've talked about it before, a place to kind of check into content that you're watching, whether it's television content or podcasts like Twit. I checked into Windows Weekly in the last hour. But the newest version of Get Glue, which is actually something that I spoke to their CTO, I think he was over at LaWeb in London back in June, was they were working on a new iPad app. At that point, it wasn't live yet. This is now live. This is GetGlue 3.0. And the main difference is that not only can you still check into content, and once you do, you can see who else has checked in there and you can kind of join the conversation, but there's a new TV guide for shows or sports or movies. And what you can do is you can make the TV guide smarter. So as it'll
say... Boy, I'd hate to be in the TV guide business these days because...
Well,
people don't need a TV guide.
We'll get to that in a minute. Yeah, the traditional TV guide. Not dead yet.
Yeah.
But yeah, so GetGlue is saying, all right, you've already liked some shows. Why don't you like a few other shows? Give us a sense of the kind of stuff that you're into so that we can help recommend you.
Why does New Girl always recommend it?
Well,
somebody's paying a lot of money to promote New Girl.
Well, it's a new show.
It's not that new anymore. Well, it's kind of old New Girl.
It's a season old. That's the name of the show.
Oh, yeah. It's called New Girl.
It's still going to be called that. I actually do not hate New Girl. It's kind of
terrible.
I've
never seen it. But all I see is ads for it everywhere.
So I'll go ahead and add that. I don't.
TMZ, who doesn't watch that?
Really want.
Everybody watches that.
Well, fine. I'll like that. I actually don't watch it, but whatever. And then I can go ahead and rate movies as well. You just kind of, if you don't like it, if you're like, oh, Snow White and the Huntsman, worst thing ever, you don't have to ever see that one again. Or you can go ahead and say, here are the sports teams that I love. In my case, it's the Giants and the 49ers.
Did you see Snow White and the Huntsman?
No.
I hear it was quite good.
I did not hear that. I heard it was quite boring. Tom said he almost walked out of it.
Really?
Just because he was bored, not because he was offended.
That's Charlize Theron.
Right. Well... You know?
Tom doesn't have any taste, but okay.
Well, Aeon Flux was not one of her best movies either.
Who's Aeon Flux?
That was the movie that she did right after she won the Academy Award.
Oh, Aeon Flux. Yeah, that was terrible.
So anyway.
Yeah, no, you're right.
But enough about Charlize.
What were we talking about?
So there's a TV guide for shows based on what you like.
Yes.
So it's not just, here are all the things that you could see because that's what the TV guide is offering. It's, we know a little bit about your habits and your likes.
Right.
Here's what's upcoming based on those. You can set alerts. Again, alerts are very popular these days for upcoming events. You can still earn stickers for watching your favorite content.
Do alerts do use the notification system?
Yeah, or you you could choose to be like notified via email.
Oh, okay.
Or that sort of thing.
That's a good thing.
I tend to turn off notifications. We were talking about that before the show. Because there's just too much.
They're distracting.
Much. But again, in your notification center, which is cumbersome and clunky, and I hope that they fix it, but it does work. You can turn off notifications on and off. So if you've turned on notifications in something like this and you feel like you're getting too much, you've got a...
You know, a little pro tip.
Yeah.
Every time you install a new application, the first thing it says is, I'd like to give you notifications, allow or don't allow. I used to just go allow, allow, allow. Now I automatically, the default is don't allow. I'll turn you on later if I want to know anything. And I think that that's actually a good habit to get into. Just don't allow those.
What's also cool is if you click the Explorer tab up here. Okay, so I'm looking at shows. All right. Now I've got on streaming or on TV, and I think, on streaming. What's that all about? Mm-hmm. Okay. And we're scrolling through here. I see Modern Family, and I kind of go like, okay, what am I going to see here? And if I go ahead and say watch, then it'll give me options of where I can watch this.
Right.
Now, earlier I had clicked on Breaking Bad, and so it was Netflix and iTunes.
This is a huge problem because you don't know, is it on Amazon? Is it on Netflix? Is it on iTunes? Is it on all three? And for instance, there are shows like Breaking Bad that you can buy on iTunes, but if you've already got Netflix, you've got it for free. It's really nice to know that ahead of time.
Well, that's what GetGlue is attempting to try to help us make sense of.
We need
If I click on the iTunes link that Modern Family showed me, it goes ahead and dumps me into the iTunes area and actually defaults to HD, which is nice, although that's probably what they do for everything now. So that's GetGlue. I mean, in a nutshell, it's a way to take TV watching to the next level. And this is a nicer app than anything that they've had before. It was always kind of fun, but it was a little bit of like if you don't want to talk about American Idol live with your friends, why would you need this?
Yeah, exactly.
But this is more of a discovery tool.
This is almost a little, not a pivot, but most a refinement of what their business model is.
I
think it's a good idea.
Now, you mentioned, TV Guide business.
Boy, it's got to be. Just remember the little magazine you'd get, and there'd be Johnny Carson on the front?
Of course.
F Troop.
Yeah, it was right at the checkout.
Yeah.
It was like the small little
Does
thing.
Does anybody even buy that
well,
anymore?
Well, then there's the TV Guide channel that has the sort of scrolling thing.
That's
I remember
the,
you'd
you
sit
that?
There and go, oh, we just missed channel 50. Now we have to wait like 5 minutes for 50 to roll back again.
That's the most watched channel on cable television.
TV Guide?
Yeah, because it tends to be the default channel. Mm-hmm. And so even though there's really nothing to watch there, except kind of they put like infomercials, it's the most watched
Well,
cable
because
channel.
People are waiting to see what's next.
Where? Maybe that's the plan.
Please
they
don't
always
do that anymore. Use these apps.
Okay, so we don't need to buy it on the grocery checkout. We don't need to turn to channel whatever, 6, so we can watch the TV Guide online. Do we USA Today in the back of the paper? Where do we go now?
Well, TV Guide has a new app.
Oh, look at
Hello.
That. Look at that. Look at that.
Yeah, so the... This actually is going to look a lot like TV Guide, that scrolling channel, because it's not extremely pretty, at least the default view. This is just, these are just your listings, okay? Now, I, my little bone to pick with TV Guide, which is the same issue I would have with my OTA antenna, because I don't actually get the TV Guide channel,
right.
But I don't have the option to filter out cable. When it's when I said I lived in San Francisco, it said, oh, okay, if I get back to that point,
you can't
again.
Just you're not allowed to not have a cable subscription,
right?
You have to have a
yeah.
You,
so it said, what
"How
do you,
could you
what
not?
Do you, what do you have? Comcast,
yeah,
U-verse,
but it doesn't matter what you pick. You, it's just you're going to have.
Do
that
you
crap.
Live at the Gaylord Hotel? That was one of my options. I guess they have their own closed circuit television type.
I think that's a code name.
Well, I don't know, but that was one of my options.
You should be careful.
And what I wanted was, no, just regular old TV, and I didn't get one of those.
There was no on-the-air, just only on-the-air.
No. Huh. Yeah. Well, on-the-air, yes, that's what it was. So these are my listings. I can also decide to choose shows for a watch list, mm-hmm. again. So mm-hmm. if I'm interested in making sure that I don't miss something, if I really want to watch The Carrie Diaries, I can go ahead and add that to my watch list. This actually works a little bit like HBO Go. That also has a watch list feature.
I was going to show HBO Go
as well.
Yeah.
So
and
this
Google
is,
TV probably does something similar.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, depending on what app you're using.
Yeah.
What's going on tonight? So this is a little bit more information on, okay, this is your prime time. You've got Impact Wrestling. You've got...
But do you find it frustrating since you don't get these channels that you're seeing stuff that you actually can't watch?
Well, for me, this is sort of a weird...
There are a lot of cord cutters in our audience, I think.
That's true, but yeah. There are probably...
More non-cord cutters.
Or just there are enough of you out there who would say, well, I have cable, so I don't really care that Sarah's a cord
cutter.
I wish
cutter. We could get in table cable... TV Guide. I wish internet to TV was also in the TV Guide.
Well, that's why Get Glue is a little bit ahead of their time,
yeah,
right?
Because they know about us.
Yeah. I mean, they're like, is it a show that you can watch and you can
that's
stream
all that
it?
Matters.
Then we'll try to give
like
you
that.
All of the options to
I
watch
like
it. So TV Guide is kind of neat. There's also a news section which attempts to try to. I mean, it's okay. So, you know, when you're watching the TV Guide channel and you're saying there's sort of like infomercials in that upper third of the screen when the channels are scrolling
right.
by. I mean, some of that is TV Guide packaged news.
Right.
Because TV Guide is actually a network. This is a little bit of that content, but just in a more magazine style. So Arrested Development Season 4, adding extra episodes. I'd like to know more about that. I go ahead and click on it, and then here's some news that I can read about the information on that, and then I can go ahead and comment, or I can share with somebody to Facebook, Twitter, or Yahoo. Look at Yahoo, back in the mix. Then photos doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, but I don't know. I guess if you're just so interested in 30 Rock stills, you can look at those. The photo that's representative of it. So it's, again, vegging out proactively.
Now, I don't think this really counts. You mentioned HBO Go. That's really so you could watch HBO content on your iPad. And it's great. If you have HBO, you should absolutely get
it. Well, I
mentioned
the watch list, which is a way to organize what you don't want to miss.
And so I was going to show the ESPN app. Same thing. You might say, well, why would I watch, if I'm watching ESPN on TV, why would I, and I could tell you the one good thing about this is it's got a 30-second rewind.
Oh, that's awesome.
So if you're watching, as we are, the Little League World Series, and a great play happens, you can not only pause it, you can go back. Actually, I've used up the 30-second because I've done it a few times, so let's get back to live TV. You can then go back and say, hey, I'd like to see that again. So that's kind of cool. You know that our Petaluma Little League is playing tonight.
Are you serious? They're still in it?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, so the last I heard was...
They keep winning.
They were playing Connecticut.
They beat Connecticut 5-0.
They beat Connecticut.
Now, eventually, we're going to get back to Tennessee, who beat us. So it's elimination. That means you only get to lose twice. We've lost once. So tonight, another elimination round. This time,
it's so exciting.
We're playing against, as somebody in the chat room said, and I forgot who it is, but it's exciting. Yeah, it's really exciting. Anyway, you can't watch if you can't watch, you can watch on your iPad, but the best thing is this 30-second rewind, which means you can go back and say what happened. And, you know, if you're watching other ESPN events, it'll work with some of those as well. So this is ESPN3, which is their streaming, but they have other things as well, quite a bit of it. So juggling. I didn't know that was a sport on ESPN. The world juggling.
Oh, everything's a sport on one of the
ESPNs. This must be on the Ocho, I think. The World Juggling Federation.
Is there an ESPN Ocho?
No.
Oh.
It's a joke.
Oh.
So watch. So let's say, hey, that was a good move. Wow. Let me just go back and see that again. I can go back 30 seconds and watch it again. Isn't that exciting?
Yes.
So that's...
Well, for something like sports, that actually comes in handy all the time.
It's instant replay on your iPad.
Yeah. Absolutely love it. So that's just the straight up
ESPN. It's called Watch ESPN.
Watch ESPN. Speaking of...
And that's free, by the way.
Of sports.
But just like all these other ones, you got to log into your cable account or your satellite account.
You don't have to do that for these other ones.
Not for Get Glue. No. Not for the...
Not for TV Guide.
TV Guide. Well, they want you to, but you don't have... But you,
well, what
you
they want
in.
You to do is help them help you give you relevant
right.
content that you can get.
Right.
There's no authentication necessary.
Right.
I can say, yeah, I have Comcast cable, and then they'll just show me a bunch of channels that I don't have access to.
So HBO Go, Watch ESPN, and many of these ABC, some of them require you have a cable subscription to monitor it on.
Yeah.
That's what happened with the Olympics. Remember, you had to have a cable subscription.
That's right, to get the NBC
right.
Live Extra, I think it was called. I'm really glad I don't have to watch Live Extra anymore.
Did you watch a lot of the events on the...
Yeah. Well, you know, the first week, I was all in.
I
was 110% in.
Yeah.
I was watching Live Extra at the gym, you know, with my iPad propped up and everything.
Yeah.
And it started to bother me because they didn't end up updating the app so that... Because there was a...
Because it had a bug.
Landscape portrait mode issue.
Yeah.
And I just started to get sick of it.
Yeah.
So they updated it too late. Should have been updated off of the bat. There's one television app that I kind of love, and you're going to laugh at me because I don't seem like the kind of person who might be like super into WWE entertainment. But the
Are
app,
you a wrestling fan?
No, I'm not. But I kind of actually love the app because it's really,
really?
Well done. Yeah. And last night I learned a lot about WWE because of the app.
Wow, I'm impressed.
I know. So the reason that I think this is worth talking about, this is a new app, by the way, relatively new, but it has a live component.
Yeah.
So apparently, if you're watching, it's called the Monday Night Raw, right? Oh, is that what I'm... I hope I'm getting that right. It's like the Raw Active show. If you're watching that... And it's live, which I believe is on Monday night. The second screen companion viewing experience will kick in. So right now, I can't show you how it works because this show isn't live right now.
So they have a second screen feature. That's
right.
Neat. I think you're going to see more and more of that.
Yes. So that's only happening part
but
of the time.
But it has to be live, right.
But the rest of the time, I don't know. I'm kind of into it. Okay, so for example, let's go to like the WWE superstars, right? So these are like reigning champions. We've got CM Punk, we've got Sheamus, we've got The Miz. I know that guy from the real world. He's a wrestler now. That's great. Well, I don't know
Wait
him,
a
but
minute.
I used
he was
to watch
in the real
him.
World and now he wrestles?
Yeah, he's a
wow,
wrestler.
Wow, he's really stepped up.
So we've got Layla, she's a devious champion. And then at first I was like, Abdullah the Butcher, well, he doesn't look like... He's a wrestler necessarily, but now we're in like the alphabetical listing of all wrestlers, like Andre the Giant, who is no longer with us and hasn't been for a while. And I'm learning all sorts of stuff about these wrestlers that I am not familiar with. I mean, where do I start, really? Like
well,
Bob,
well-dressed.
Bob Orton Jr.
He's very well-dressed.
Look at Boogeyman.
Bobo Brazil.
Look at Booker T.
Booker
I mean,
T.
These are amazing.
Where's
Let's find
the
out more about Booker T.
Look at that.
Yeah, so you get details. You've got milestones.
Well,
you've got like sort of entrance videos, his bio, best of videos.
Entrance videos, because that's really the best part of wrestling is when they come in.
Sure.
Yeah,
and they're kind of beating their chest, and I'm going to get you, and you better be scared. That kind of stuff. And I can watch a lot of some of Booker T's best moves.
Hey, it's a second screen experience.
I don't know. I don't know what to think about. Well, you know, in my day, it was WWF wrestling, of course, before the World Wildlife Federation ended
right.
up getting
terrible
that.
Terrible confusion there between wrestling
right.
and wildlife.
Sure. Now, as WWE, I don't pay that much attention. However, it was fun for me to kind of get into the world of wrestling because this app really is a mixture of second screen capability, at least during their Raw broadcast on Monday night, a lot of history to who all these people are, and just, I mean, it's silly. It's silly and tongue-in-cheek.
Right? You know, if you search for second screen on the App Store, one of the things you'll find is a ton of Disney apps. And what Disney does, I think, is very smart. They take their movies, for instance, The Lion King or John Carter, and they'll make an iPad, usually free iPad app, that has a lot of second screen material. And I think that this is something that a number of publishers are going to start doing. Because remember now, we're not buying the DVDs or the Blu-rays as much. We're not getting all those extras. So what a clever idea. You're watching on streaming. You're watching a Disney movie. Mm-hmm. You can download on your iPad the second screen experience
yep.
for that movie and then watch extra stuff while you're watching the movie.
Well, and also, you know, the smart people in this business realize that we're all distracted, and many of us just have our iPads anyway.
Right.
So why not
right.
be using the iPad as a place to maybe buy a product from somebody who's advertised on that television show?
Right, right.
You know, you scan a song that you hear at the end of the credits of Girls on HBO, and it takes you over to iTunes where you can buy a track, and they've got a little bit of a, you know, a rev share type
yeah,
of a thing.
It's merchandising.
Yeah, so that's smart.
HBO is always pushing at the end of every HBO show. I know you don't know this because you don't have HBO. Go to HBO Go, download it for extra material. So I guess in some ways that's a second screen. Although you really...
You could get that on the web, though, right?
That's actually the other thing they say. Go to HBO.com or download HBO Go.
Yeah.
But they really do... They're really pushing that. I, for some reason, they really want people to watch the HBO stuff on HBO Go. Let me just show you. This is the John Carter, just as an example of what Disney's... I think this is very... By the way, John Carter would like to send you push notifications. What do we do, kids?
Yeah, thank you.
Don't allow, because I don't need really to know anything
Tim
more about
Riggins,
John.
Stay off of my notifications.
So this is kind of fun. You've got John Carter's journal and stuff.
I opened my eyes upon a strange and weird landscape.
Oh, my gosh. That's all I can hear
I
is Tim Riggins.
But watch this. See this sync button?
Yeah.
If you're going to watch the movie, you could start the movie and then sync the second screen app to go with the movie.
Oh, that's cool.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
I think we're entering an interesting view here.
Because it's processing the audio, so it knows where to jump in.
Yes, it says if you have the John Carter Blu-ray disc and BD Live enabled, what it's actually not doing the audio, it's actually you have to log into your Disney account,
uh-huh.
and it apparently signals back to the account through BD Live. If you don't have an internet connection on your Blu-ray player, then you can also sync your second screen device to the film using audio sync. And so then it will be listening like Shazam does. So it's listening. So now if I start the movie, this will sync up with the movie. Isn't that neat?
Yeah.
And if you look on the store, Disney, and I wonder if others will do this, but they've got them for Lion King, Pirates of the Caribbean, The Avengers, Tron... Lady and the Tramp. I mean, this is a really interesting... I think, you know, my kids were... And look, it's got artwork. And my kids really loved Lady and the Tramp. It would have been kind of cool for them to have the Lady and the Tramp coloring book.
We are Siamese, if you please.
We are Siamese, if you don't please.
That was my favorite part of Lady and the Tramp.
My favorite part was, it's a beautiful night. It's a beautiful... Now, if you have that second screen app, go ahead, press the audio button now. It's a beautiful night, and we call it Bella Notte. And then
that's
it would just
good.
Sync right up to
I
that.
Was going to make fun of you, but you actually don't have the worst voice in the world.
I don't have the worst voice.
Well, you have a great voice, but you don't have a bad singing voice either. You should be a singer.
I should have been a singer.
Why not? Mm-hmm. You still got time. Mm-hmm. So those are a cornucopia, really, of second screen apps. Whether it's live TV, find out what's going on, what people are talking about, be able to get alerts as to what's coming up. chat with other people who are watching the same stuff as you, learn more about wrestlers and their awesome outfits and their signature moves.
Or Lady and the Tramp.
Or John Carter.
And when you watch the show, who's the Lady and who's the Tramp?
Well, I think that's pretty obvious. I think they're not mutually exclusive. But,
you know, it makes me actually want to go get the John Carter Blu-ray and just to see how that works. Then I think better of it.
Poor John Carter. It's like, it became this movie that was like, it was cool to make fun of.
The butt of many a joke.
But nobody really saw it. So why are we
could've
all making
good.
Fun of?
I just saw Might the previews. That was enough. You know, I think it's actually interesting. I think it was at CES or maybe it was NAB. We saw second screen. It was NAB. Second screen was the buzzword everywhere.
Yes.
Second screen. And now we're starting to see why. The industry has decided there's people sitting watching the TV with this second screen in their lap, and they want to provide experiences that use both screens. I think it's actually kind of cool.
Yeah, I think the challenge is just to get us to remember to have both.
Right.
Because I've always got my iPad or my laptop at the ready when I'm watching TV. It's hard for me not to do three things at once anymore. Unless you're watching Breaking Bad, and then you got to do full attention.
Oh,
lights go down.
Holy cow.
Do not look away. Ooh. Ooh.
JC Calhoun in our chat room says his second screen is Wikipedia and IMDb, and I think that's true. I very often will look up the name
of
an actor. Or, you know, I know it's bad, but I'll say, how old is she now? And I'll look it up in Wikipedia. It's nice. It tells you right away how old.
What's so bad about that?
I don't know.
Sometimes you don't. Yeah. All right, for all the links that we mentioned, mentioned about five apps just now, so don't feel badly if you don't remember number three. You can just always visit iPadToday at twit.tv/IPT, where all of our links live. You know, somebody wrote in recently and was like, why do you keep saying that you can go to the show notes? Because I go to the show notes and there's nothing in there, which is like a wiki.
The wiki show notes,
yeah.
We're working on that.
Yeah, it's more of a crowdsource thing, but... But you're right, it's a little bit misleading because I say show notes, so if you're not paying attention, when you go to an episode page...
Show it again, Chad.
Yeah.
There it is. That's what she means.
So click on 111.
Yeah.
So you're on an episode page, and you're like, I want to know what Sarah talked about for her app cap.
There it is.
And you scroll down.
See?
There you go. So all of our links...
Sarah does that.
I've been saying show notes, but they're all there right on the front page.
And
so
then there's that link to the show notes, which is the wiki, which is not... We're working on this.
Nothing in there.
If you watch the show, actually, this is a chance for me to plug it. If you watch the show on a regular basis, the idea of the wiki was those would be crowdsourced show notes. You could actually start it, Sarah, if you wanted to, put the show notes that you put into the webpage put there. And then if people wanted to add to it, it would be great. But because we're getting so heavily spammed in there, we've asked people to set up accounts. Email us. If you're somebody who watches a show on a regular basis and you'd like to help with the wiki show notes, we'd love that. It would be really great. Just email Colin, who's kind of managing this all, and he's really unhappy that I just mentioned his email address, colin@twit.tv.
Sorry, Colin.
And he'll give you a login and access, and then you can be part of our team. I think this is the way for us to have enhanced show notes. So the basic show notes are on the
web page. And the reason I put them right on the front page is because I figure you're probably just looking for a simple link. You don't want to click in one more page. So that's where everything is. If you ever have a question about the stuff that we talk about, I will add it there. Don't you worry. And a quick reminder, if you're not watching us live, you can any Thursday you like at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. That's when we record iPad
that's
today.
That's when Leo starts walking
live.
Home.
That's when
to
Leo
get his
says,
iPad.
Hey, I forgot my iPad. I'll be right back. And then I play Christopher Cross for 10 minutes.
It's still a little warm.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, it's the lights. They don't help to cool anybody off.
Merciless. Ladies and gentlemen, this show brought to you by our friends at Citrix. Summertime is here. People want to go on vacation.
Summertime.
Just go home early. You know, tomorrow, Friday, maybe you'd like to take half a day. But the problem is the boss always comes up with something. Smithers, where's that PowerPoint slide you promised me? And then you're at home and you got to come all the way back to the office unless before you leave today, you log on to go to my... I'm sorry. That's the wrong ad. It's another product from Citrix.
You nerd.
Go to meeting. You know, it's kind of the same problem, though, because summertime people are out of the office and you have to have meetings. We do the staff meeting and half the people aren't there. So
I'm not going to be there at the meeting today.
That's today at 4.
Yeah.
No?
No, I'm going to have to be remote.
Well, you could use your iPad.
I'm going to have to go to the meeting somehow.
You could have your iPhone. What we do is we start the meeting on our PC or a Mac. And then people could join it anywhere in the world. Log on to the GoToMeeting site. We actually could send out an email via Outlook, and then there's a link to click, or you can do a calendar invite. That's how we do it usually. And you click the link in the calendar invite. It fires up the browser, and you're in the meeting. If you're on an iPad, I love this. It'll use the new HD Faces feature, actually on any computer with a camera or an iPad. And suddenly, you're not only watching the screen, sharing the screen, but you're seeing your clients and colleagues in crystal clear HD video, and I love that. Will you try GoToMeeting for me? This is another great product from Citrix. As usual, they're so confident they're going to give us 30 days free when you click that orange try it free button at GoToMeeting.com. Promo code for this, of course, iPad, I-P-A-D. 30 days free, Mac or PC, and then download the free app on your iPad and just enjoy, because it's really awesome. GoToMeeting.com.
So, Leo,
yeah.
there's some news on the interwebs about Twitter and their API access.
Oh, really?
And revoking it.
Holy cow.
Left and right.
Oh, my gosh, is there news.
Now, you actually talked about it quite a bit on MacBook Weekly a couple days ago.
This Week in Google. Yep.
So we don't have to get too much into the nuts and bolts of what's been going on the last few months. But I think it is interesting for our purposes because one of the apps that we both love the very most and talk about it every time we talk about like the 10 apps that you must have if you get a new iPad or best apps of the year is Flipboard.
Oh, Flipboard. Yeah.
What did you think I was going to say?
The Tweetbot.
Well, that too.
Yeah.
That too. I mean, they're
both
totally
vulnerable. So there's
two stories.
You do the Flipboard story and I'll do the Tweetbot story.
So the story is that Twitter has an API, obviously, that a variety of companies use, and they are putting more restrictions on that API. Now, Twitter wants it to be in the context of we're just trying to control the experience a little bit more, which is totally true. What's going to end up happening is they're going to screw over some of the third-party developers who have built services on top of Twitter. Some of the companies that have been affected thus far are LinkedIn, Instagram, and today, well, it was actually yesterday's news, last night, is Tumblr, where Twitter has revoked access so that when I first sign up for Tumblr and I want to make sure I know who all my Twitter friends who also might be on Tumblr, I can no longer search via that Twitter's open graph in order to say, oh, Leo's on Tumblr too. I'll go ahead and add him, follow him.
You can make the case Twitter's trying to protect itself because people are using so much bandwidth on the Twitter servers doing that kind of thing, and they don't make any money on that.
Sure.
But it's unfortunate because they're also making changes in what you can display. For instance, if you display a tweet now, you're supposed to have a retweet button, a reply button, all of that stuff.
And not just have those, but have them in certain places so that it matches the Twitter experience. Because Twitter's like, we're branding this whole thing.
Which annoys me.
We don't want to screw your branding, but that's what Flipboard does.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you why this annoys me. So let's say you do a tweet, and I think it's great, and I want to put it on my Tumblr.
Mm-hmm.
That's your tweet, your content. You use Twitter to post it, but you could have posted it anywhere. I want to quote it, and I won't be able to do so unless I match these very specific criteria, which may at some point include ads and who knows what.
Right,
that
the Twitter cards.
Yeah.
Which is something that Tumblr said. Now, we're kind of angry about this whole thing because we thought that we were playing by the rules and we were one of the Twitter partners and we send a lot of traffic to them every day.
Well, I don't know if it's related, but you know, Mike McHugh, who founded Flipboard and is the CEO, was also on the Twitter board, just left the Twitter board.
Correct.
So I'm thinking that might be tied into this. Has he said anything about how this will affect Flipboard? Because I'll be depressed if it hurts it.
Well, it's going to change Flipboard. I'm sure of it. Because Flipboard is, you know, you always talk about it as it's just a bunch of Twitter RSS feeds.
You can follow other stuff now. And you know, it's interesting.
Google Reader, for
Tumblr,
example.
And it's interesting because I think that probably was Flipboard saying, you know, we can't just live in this Twitterverse. We've got to have, we can't depend on Twitter. So, yeah, you can add a ton of other stuff that's not Twitter related at all now.
Sure.
Including NPR and so
forth. Or really just anything that has an RSS feed. There are a variety of blogs that I follow on there. There are my own little Flipboard icons.
Can I put in a plug? Because if you go to the audio section on Flipboard, you can add a variety of shows, podcasts, and if you scroll down, unfortunately, alphabetically, we're kind of at the end, but if you scroll down, we are also available on Flipboard. This has nothing to do with Twitter.
No.
You can listen to any Twitch show there as well.
We need
I'd like to get some album art up
in there.
Yeah, we need to redesign now that Flipboard's doing something different.
Yeah.
But you could add this, and what's nice is you could, as you're reading Flipboard, you could listen to Twitter, or Twit, rather. Not Twitter, we're not the same. as you read your Flipboard. I do hope this doesn't affect Flipboard, because I love Flipboard so much. I'll be very disappointed. Twitter says this really mostly affects clients.
Mm-hmm. For example, something like Tweetbot.
Tweetbot. Now, what's interesting is the folks at Tapbots who make Tweetbot wrote a blog post saying, don't panic.
Yeah.
This isn't going to hurt us. The new API restrictions as to number of users means that we can have twice as many users as we have already. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of room for growth for us. And even then,
it's anything over 100,000, I believe.
Well, it's, go up to, if you're brand new, let's say you do Sarah's Twitter client, you start at 100,000. Existing clients start at 2x whatever they have today.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be a million times two, whatever it is they have today.
And Twitter doesn't say after that you're done. It
no,
says we want to work with you because you're going to be big enough so that we just want to have a hand in
this.
Yeah. Give us a call.
So the Tweetbots folks seem to be saying, no, this isn't a problem. We're going to comply. It's not going to affect us. In fact, in many ways, it's better for us because they did change how they call for the information from Twitter in a very beneficial way. So let's cross our fingers. I would be sad if it changed Flipboard, but I think Flipboard has fortunately thought ahead, and they've extended what they cover. And it's still, to me, the best. You're right when you said this is the one we say everybody should get if you get an iPad. I get Flipboard. It's the best use of an iPad.
Yeah, if I'm being honest, I spend more time in Flipboard than anywhere else.
Me too.
Well, because
my newspaper.
I mean, that's where I'm getting a lot of content.
I don't read the newspaper anymore. I read Flipboard.
I love Flipboard. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite blogs in the whole world. It's a food blog, Eater SF. I only read inside Flipboard. I never go to sf.eater.com because on my iPad it's just like it's sort of a mess. On Flipboard, it's beautiful.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah,
it's one of my favorite things to do.
Yeah,
So that's Flipboard. It's just something to be aware of. Things are changing at Twitter. A lot of people are upset about it or worried about what's to come. But at this point, as long as some of my favorite apps don't get changed, everything's going to be okay, and once they do, there'll be a lot more complaining around these parts.
You know how there's anachronistic things in the language, like dial the phone. We don't have dials. We haven't had dials in years. You know what the new anachronism is going to be? Read the paper. There's not going to be any paper anymore.
Yeah.
But we'll still be reading the paper.
Exactly.
It might be on an iPad, but we'll be reading the paper.
So Chrome for iOS has been updated. It's not a huge update. However, it does do something cool. So if I'm in Chrome, I look up twit.tv, which I have, and I think, like, you know, somebody probably would really like to know about this page. This is an amazing page on the internet. In the share area, I now have some options. So I can share to Google+, email, Facebook, or Twitter. That's just new. That's a new little section that Chrome didn't have before.
I like that.
And Safari certainly does not have share to Google+.
No.
So it actually gives you more functionality than the default.
We do have a share button, but it's pretty straightforward. It's tweet.
Well, it's tweet, and then in iOS 6 it'll be Twitter and Facebook.
Right.
So
I like it. That's good.
Yeah. So you get a little bit more, Google friendly options. But hey, a lot of people prefer Chrome to Safari, even though you can't make it your default.
Well, you know, one of the things that is kind of cool is that they updated the Google+ client. So when you click a link in Google+ client, it opens it in Chrome.
Correct.
If you have Chrome installed. I like that.
As long as Google keeps everything threaded together, their whole suite of apps are going to get better and better.
I wonder how
I'm excited for that YouTube app.
I am too, but I wonder how hostile it's going to get in the iOS sphere with iOS 6. And Apple clearly not liking Google all that much. I wonder how easy it will be to use Google stuff within iOS. You know, because they're really bitter rivals with Android and iPhone.
I'm stripping out Google Maps.
Yeah. YouTube's Google Maps are gone. Still have Google Search, but, you know, maybe next time the default search will be Bing.
They can't get, maybe.
Could be.
Yeah.
That could happen.
But it still doesn't, I don't know. I think we're a ways away from that, but Google apps are getting better.
I actually believe that Apple cares about users enough that they're not going to foist
Bing
upon them.
That's the thing. They'd love to get rid of Google. Yeah. They'd love to say, screw you, Google. You have no place in the App Store, but it wouldn't be good for
bad business.
Yeah, that's bad mojo for the user base. Hey, so I think today is doll day. I'm calling this doll day.
Because you're a living doll?
Well, that, and also because we got a gift.
Oh,
a doll
you want to
gift.
Show this? This is so cool. This is from Throwboy. You know who Throwboy is, right? He does
Throwboy.
Pillows. Throwboy.com. He did the Twit pillows. You can get Facebook and Twitter and LOL and WTF pillows as well.
Yeah.
And he's got a new one, which is not on the site yet. I think we have the first of these. It's the new ICO.
And he's wearing jeans.
I'm going to take it out of the box.
And bifocals.
It's so cute.
He's got a little stubble.
And you know, Throw Boy said this to me, but I'm going to give it to you.
Oh, Leo.
Because I really think you should take it home. And I know Matt would love to have that
Stop
in bed with him.
Calling him that. He would love this, though. It's probably going to be his new best friend.
Exactly. So Clearly, it is Steve Jobs, but they don't say Steve Jobs. Throwboy is not stupid.
It's the ICEO.
It's the ICEO. Hello. And 10% of proceeds donated to the American Cancer Foundation, which I think is really, really nice. I don't know how much it is, but if you go to throwboy.com. Throwboy, he's in our chat room. Did you put it up on the website yet? Some people say it looks like me.
Looks a little like you.
Kind of does.
If you were wearing your glasses and you didn't shave,
And
then
blue
it looked
jeans
just
and
like
turtleneck
you.
And weighed about 80 pounds less, yes.
Well, yeah, if you were a...
It's sold out.
It is?
It's sold out. Throwboy.com/ICEO.
That didn't take long.
You know, Throwboy, I think he sews these himself.
Give me this.
Look at this.
Give me this.
Okay.
You said you were going to give it to me.
I know, but
so
I mean,
give it.
You know, you could move slowly and...
Well, I...
You could,
hey,
you could have said, no time
no, to move slowly in these parts.
Said, no, no, that's too nice.
These are so cute.
It's cute.
I love him.
Yeah, Matt's going to love that. So, What are you looking in his pants? Did you want to see if it was anatomically correct?
I just wanted to know if he had a belly button.
Does he?
No.
Not
that I can find.
Throwboy.
Not that I can find. Doesn't matter, though, because he's just a doll.
There it is. Sold out.
Sold out.
Are you going to make some more Throwboy?
That would be nice. This is really cute, actually.
Oh, that's really neat. Make some more. $60. I got to tell you, it is awesome. There are some small parts, so it's not for kids.
Warning, choking hazards.
Yeah.
Don't choke on the
Don't
the
chew
ICU.
His glasses.
Yeah, it's the
or his belly button.
I get. Or that. That would be rude. Hey, so we got some duh tips this week.
A lot of them, apparently.
Have been rolling in.
Yeah.
The first one is actually great. Some tips for dictation. This one comes from Sam, a.k.a. Modern Prodigy, who says, if you say smile or smiley face... That's what will show up.
Oh, wait a minute. Throwboy just said something in the chat room.
Oh, he says, we may have some unspoken for email questions@throwboy.com.
Questions@throwboy.com.
Email questions@throwboy.com.
Thank you, Throwboy. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I didn't want anybody to... There may be some extras.
Well, if you know somebody who really wants one, go ahead and email Throwboy. Thank you, Throwboy. That was very nice of you.
He's great.
So did you know that about dictation? You dictate quite often.
Yes.
Did you know?
I demand this show start on time.
So if you were to say, hey, Sarah, see you tomorrow. We're going to have so much fun on iPad today. And then you wanted to go.
Wink, wink.
What do you say? If you say winky face, it'll show up as the emoticon.
A winky emoticon.
A winky face.
You can say. I knew you could say smiley face. Can you say frowny face?
Yes. You can say all of those things.
The only one I've ever used is smiley face. I had no idea you could use winky face and frowny face.
What you can also do, and this can be kind of helpful. So let's say you're dictating.
Can you do Abe Lincoln face? I mean, there is an emoticon. Oh, yeah, there's an emoticon for Abe Lincoln. He's got a hat, stovepipe hat, and a beard.
Is it an emoticon or an emoji?
No, it's an emoticon. It's like all ASCII.
Oh, boy. No,
it's complicated. It's a lot of typing.
I don't think that they have that.
Okay.
Maybe in iOS 6.
Okay.
But if I say, hey, Leo, I want you to check out a website, saralene.com, what will happen is it'll say Sarah because it's attaching what it considers the second word, which is it's two words. So you'll get sarah-lane.com. And that's not what I want.
Right.
So if I was to say something like, Leo, smiley face, Sarah, no space, lane.com. So then that's what shows
up. It worked.
Leo, smiley face, saralane.com.
That's fantastic. Is there anywhere they document all of these?
Now, you can look it up online. But just to show you how it would be otherwise, if you're like, what's so cool about that? Saralane.com.
Then it's space, right?
Well, it didn't understand me. It thought I said Sarah Lynn.
Right.
But I assure you, because I tried this out earlier, it's sarah-lane.com because, of course, dictation isn't a mind reader and it just wants to...
Right.
The last word that it identifies as a word, that's what it's going to add on to .com. That's not always going to be something you need if it's eBay or Twit. That's not an issue. But if it's something that's two specific words, that can be helpful for dictation. And iOS dictation is so much better than Chrome dictation, at least at this point. I don't even use Chrome dictation.
It seems that Apple does not publish this list, but if you Google iOS or search for Bing, iOS dictation commands. There are Mac rumors and others have done them. I do seem to remember that in iOS 6 they've stripped some out. So some of the commands are
they
gone.
Better still let me say winky face.
Winky face
when
is
I
good.
Want to wink.
Smiley, you could just say smiley.
Yes.
Or frowny.
Or winky.
Or winky.
Winky, 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 winky. So much winking.
That's really awesome.
I know.
That's the kind of cool stuff. Oh, Crush Apps from June Rhodes. This is the most extensive one at blog.crushapps.com. New line, new paragraph, caps on, caps mm-hmm. off, all caps. There's quite a few of these. No caps. Space bar, no space. That's the one you just used,
yep.
No space. Period, full stop, point, ellipsis. I like that one. I've used that, actually, apostrophe. So there's quite a few of these.
Oh, there's a lot of them.
Ampersand.
And a lot of this seems really obvious, but,
look at that.
You know, I would never have thought to use, yeah.
Cent sign, euro sign, yen
I'd
sign?
I'd rather say euro sign than do the shift, find the euro.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? It's like keyboard shortcuts.
So smiley face or smile face?
Winky face.
If you don't want to say winky, you could say wink face.
Why wouldn't you want to say winky face? Come on.
This is fun.
Yeah, it's good, huh?
Yeah, those are the only. It looks like those are the only emoticons supported, though, those three.
Well.
No Abe Lincoln.
They're the three most important. I'm happy, I'm winking at you, or I'm sad.
Yeah. Don't you ever do the one with your tongue sticking out?
I don't know what that one would be.
P. Silly
face. No, yeah, like silly face.
Or, yeah.
I don't know.
Silly?
I've never thought to
could
give
be
that.
Disrespectful face.
That's not necessarily true. The P is not like, I'm disrespecting you. It's just like, I'm going like, you're silly. Hey, let's get to another Dutch tip before I embarrass myself too much, because that would be awful.
No.
This show is very, very journalistic.
It's respectful.
And serious. Yes. Trey Eiler, I hope that's how I pronounce your last name, says, I also have a Dutch tip. Yesterday, while I was watching iPad Today, I was streaming it from my iPad through my Apple TV. So he was using AirPlay. I was typing an email, and I decided to use dictation. When I pressed the mic, it paused the podcast, and then when I finished, it resumed. So don't worry if you're in the middle of something.
Press the mic.
Yeah, if you think it either wouldn't work or you're afraid that it's going to get you out of the podcast and then you lose your place or something,
I always worry about that.
Pretty seamless.
Just tap the mic. That's so funny. I'm so glad to know that.
There you go.
It happens to me all the time.
Just tap the mic. I think that's a Beastie Boys song.
Tap the mic.
Something like that.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Hey, so Leo.
I think we should take a look at a website right here that might be of interest to you.
Vroom.
Vroom. Vroom. Actually, this is the car I really, really want.
Oh, you always say this.
No, look at this. The GT500 Cobra, built to honor Carroll Shelby. There's only a few of them.
Holy cannoli. Look at that.
850 horsepower. 800, the most powerful Mustang ever. See, I'm a big, you know, if you're into Ford vehicles, and I, as you know, I am, because I'm a Mustang fan,
mm-hmm.
and I meet people all the time, they say, I'm a Ford family. This is a great new site from Ford. It's called social.ford.com. You can go there and grab a badge. We were talking about Get Glue badges. They have their own badges here to show, you know, what you're into. I would get the Mustang badge. There's actually a Shelby badge as well. Here's the Tech Geek badge. That's kind of funny. I like that. So you're a young person. What is the deal with these badges? This is like the new bumper stickers. You put this on your Facebook and stuff like that.
Oh, it's just it's bragging rights.
Show your affinity.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They also,
it's like the Foursquare badges. People love that stuff.
Same idea.
Yeah.
They're also, there's some more serious stuff. There's some articles in here, quite a few articles in here. I wrote one about technology in the new Ford vehicles. I interviewed one of the Ford technologists, Jim Buchkowski, and he talked to me a little bit about some of the new features that are coming up in sync. But there's quite a few articles in here if you want to read these. I like the ideas section. It's kind of fun. Anybody can submit an idea for Ford for them to consider in their new vehicles. And there's tons of ideas here. You can read ideas. You can vote on ideas. So, you know, if the ideas really get a lot of votes, I'm sure Ford's going to pay a lot of attention to those ideas. So it's kind of like a suggestion box for Ford. They've got images. They've got videos. Look, I'm a Ford fanatic.
Your iPad is very bright.
Oh.
You should turn down your brightness.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
You nut.
I always forget to do that.
The brightness is up all the way.
When I get home, I turn it way up.
Yeah.
I
hear you.
But how's that? Does that look good?
Yeah, that's better.
That's better?
All right.
If you go to social.ford.com, you could take a look at this. It is a really, really fun site.
Car people, you know who you are.
Better than a car person. I'm a Ford person.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what I am, and I'm proud of it. I should upload a picture of my Mustang. I keep it in good shape. You know, I wax it and buff it and shine it up and put new
personally,
tires on it.
Yourself? You do all that stuff yourself. Get under the hood.
Have Liz do it.
Change the oil. You know what's really funny?
What?
Somebody emailed us and said, is this you? And it was a link to Google Street View of 140 Keller Street, where the Twit brick house is.
Is the Mustang in front?
Well, it's not your Mustang, but it is a Mustang.
Oh,
it's like
funny.
A baby blue. And a woman who doesn't look too different than me.
Getting
looking
out.
Like she's... No, she's like looking at the...
Oh, that's funny.
Like the rear view mirror, the side mirror. Like she's checking her makeup or something.
Now I want to go look
She doesn't actually look like
you.
Me. You can't even see her face. But somebody was like, is this you breaking into Leo's car?
I wish
And I said, no, but it could be.
Why doesn't Google tell us ahead of time that they're coming?
Because that's
it would be,
silly.
There
then,
it is.
Then
there
maybe
it is.
See her. You can get close to her. She's doing
that. Doesn't look like you.
Well, it's a woman, right?
Actually, it doesn't.
It
does
it
look
doesn't
like
look
you.
Like me, but
that
it's like
been you. You wear flannel shirts.
You know, it's like what's going on? What is that? Who is that? She's doing.
Wow.
I just thought it was kind of funny that it's not your Mustang, but it is a Mustang.
It is a Mustang, and that is our building.
Yeah.
In fact, this is fairly recent because the restaurant's being renovated up in front there. So they must have come by recently. Why did they tell us?
But that's not the point.
I would have liked that. We're going to get in a whole new restaurant next door. And I want to have a plaque on it that this is the iPad Today table. And that only we can use that table.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I love that.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Well, yeah. It's very exclusive.
Yeah. It's like The Godfather.
Will we get bottle service at the table?
Whatever that is, we'll get it.
Really?
I don't know what bottle service is.
Just say yes.
Yes.
Great. We're going to need some money. I'm going to need a few $100.
By the way, somebody's saying, Captain Kipper's saying, you should get Google to map the inside. We actually have contracted with a company that does do that.
Yeah?
And we are going to have the inside of the brick house mapped.
That's
so
great.
It won't be till later this year or early next year because I guess I don't know what it is. It takes a while, but that's going to happen. And you will be able to go. Is it Street View that does that where you go inside the building and mm-hmm. then you can see the inside?
Yeah.
And I'm going to be in this seat when they do it. I think we should all be on the set.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, that's. I don't know. I think you might want to be. Well, whatever. It doesn't really matter. I'm going to. Maybe,
at the table there?
Maybe I'll be in this
I'll be
seat.
Wearing the fez. We should all be wearing the fezes.
Yes.
It'd be fun.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Got an email from Brian Sledge, who says, hi from Charleston.
Hello.
I just finished watching last week's episode where you were talking about deleting apps on the iPad. While watching Leo delete apps on his iPad, I thought, be careful when you sync to iTunes, because if you're not and you select the wrong option, the apps will be added right back.
I know. It happens all the
time. To the device
when
you sync.
It's really frustrating.
He says, also, when you commented that you can always re-download the deleted apps from the App Store, remember, that's only an option as long as the app is still in the App Store.
Good point.
If Apple's pulled this app, can't download it again, even if you bought it.
That's a good point.
I found this out the hard way with an ebook that wasn't available, even though I had previously purchased it. When I delete unused apps for the iPad, says Brian, I also delete them from iTunes. But when given the option, I save the file instead of sending it to trash, which it will prompt you to do. That way, even if Apple deletes the app or the movie or whatever, you still have that file available and you can go ahead and sync it back and bring it back to life.
Very
that
nice.
Is kind of confusing.
Yeah.
That's actually something that we've talked about in the past where we're like, why is the killing keep coming back to our stupid iPad?
Yeah.
We keep deleting it to save space and it keeps coming back.
Well, even more frustrating, I have a number of people who use my account. We all share the same account. And whenever they install an app, it installs on my iPad. So I have a lot of kids' games on my iPad and Minecraft and all sorts of stuff.
Right.
So it's true that there is a certain amount of automaticity that gets that happens.
Right.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, in your sync options, especially if you're syncing
that.
With iTunes pretty religiously,
yeah.
You have complete control over what comes and goes. But it's sort of iTunes' way of trying to back up for you apps that maybe you deleted but you want back again.
I prefer that they
but
do that.
That could be annoying. Me too.
Frankly, I'd rather they did that than just they disappeared and no one knows where they went.
Yeah, I'd rather run out of space and have to figure out, okay, what do I really want to get rid of rather than just losing things.
Yeah.
We also got a voicemail from, Well, I don't know who it's from. Somebody. I think he'll tell us his name. So last week we had the kids app theme.
Right.
And based on that theme, thank you so much to everybody who sent in, like, kudos. We're glad that you're happy, but we also got a million more kids themed apps.
So we'll have to do another one.
We could do a whole, like, spin-off show just on kids apps.
Right.
Here's one of them.
Hi, this is Theo from Italy. I just wanted to point out a really nice app
that's
finally come out in English called Fairy Birds. It's just a great kids book with lots of things to do and beautiful illustrations. That was all. Great show. Thanks.
I love that Italian accent. Isn't that great?
Isn't that great? Well, he is, well, he can live in Italy.
Ozzy apparently loves Italian accents.
It's Ozzy's barking up a storm in the background. You're not Italian.
You know, we were trying to get Ozzy to bark on the Gizwiz all day because we have that Bilingual app that you can supposedly translate. You know, did you know there's an app on the iPhone and iPad that translates barks?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it's
I would point it at him and he would just stand there looking at it like,
well, that's how animals are.
Now you're barking.
This is Fairy Birds. I went ahead and downloaded it because I thought, you know what, Theo? Let's just put your idea to the test. And actually, it's really
Linda never
really
dreamed.
Neat.
Because he has an Italian accent too.
Oh, when she went to stay at her. Here, I'm just going to go ahead and skip ahead so that you can see some of the illustration. It's very origami friendly. And
it's origasmic.
Sort of, yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So during the story, I've got stuff that moves around based on what I hit. So I've got sounds and I've got some motion. It's really, it's very unique looking. Yeah, it really is.
I love it. It's watercolor.
Yeah, it is. This is made by
some person.
Well, it's an Italian name anyway, so I didn't want to say they're Italian, but I assume that they probably are. And yeah, you can do some stuff while you're listening to the story. Again, this is a kids app, so kids like stuff like this. And then in the settings area, you can maybe you want your kid to practice reading a little bit more, so you know you can turn up the text or something. Music bothers you if you want to restart. Have it on autoplay where a kid could just watch rather than the parent saying, "Oh, they never really have figured out the arrows," that sort of thing. But I just like the look of this.
It's beautiful.
As far as kids' apps go, I've never seen anything that look like this before.
Yeah,
it's really neat.
Oh, I'm sure kids would love that.
Cool, huh?
Very elegant.
So we're looking
at Fairy Dust?
Fairy Birds. We're looking at Fairy Birds HD, which is $1.99. There is a regular Fairy Birds, which is 99 cents. I assume for the iPad, you probably want to go for that $2 version, though, because it'll look nicer graphically.
That's a big one.
But thank you very much, Theo from Italy, for the tip. We also got a video from, well, I'll tell you his name afterwards, a video from two men. Yes, two men.
Hi, Leo and Sarah.
Sarah.
Do you like Sarah? She looks kind of pensive to me.
Enough! We came across this magnificent game the other day.
It's called Yugle.
Yugle.
And we thought that you should check it out.
It was written in Australia by a guy called Stephen Keen.
He watches your shows all of the time. Do you think they fell for our disguises?
Are you kidding? They'd have to be complete twits.
That's great. Is that the program?
Well, no. It's actually a game called Hugel.
Hugel.
And I downloaded it, and I think I need more time with it because I only saw this video recently. And
that's hysterical.
I know. Isn't that cute?
So this is
Stephen Keen sent us that.
H-U-O-O-G-L-E. It's about aliens.
Yeah, it's about aliens that have been abducting cows for a long period of time.
This has a great sense of humor.
It's really cool. And now the point of it is to go through sort of these alien games. So for example, let's get to one. I have to get the cows up into the...
Enough! Try it again!
So there's the whole, like...
This is hysterical.
...cute little thing.
Well, Stephen, you've done a great little... if you click the X there? What happens?
Yeah, it just gets me to the... resume my last game. That was just sort of the cute little intro. So, okay, I'll go ahead. Whoops. All right, so what I have to do... I have to get stuff. Well, shoot, now the robot killed me. So this is, okay, so these are these challenges. You get the idea. I mean, we don't have time to do a lot of game playing right now, but it's kind of challenging, but it's not insurmountable. If you're looking for a really, really cute alien-type game, I like this one. Let's just try one more. Wait, this is the same one I did before. I'll try this one. Wait, no. Oh, God, I have to get past this one. See, this stuff is like, I'm just so bad at this.
It's great. Hugel. It's like Google with an H-U at the front instead of a G.
All right. Now I'm going to wait till... No! Yeah, stay away from me. Stay away.
Okay, that's enough of that.
Okay.
Oh, it's actually going...
Oh, okay. See, this is hard. I get so frustrated. Stephen King. Hugel. It's $1.99 in the App Store. StephenKeen.com.au.
There you go.
If you want to know more about it.
There
but
you go.
Really cute. Thank you for making that adorable video for us. We are twits, so you were right. We want to hear from all of you. We got videos. We got voicemails. We got emails. We got tweets. I mean, we'll take it all. Write us at iPadToday@twit.tv. Leave us a voicemail at 757-504-IPAD. What is iPad in numerical speak? 4723.
Wow, you're good.
Well, I've had 2 years to practice that. 757-504-4723 if you want to leave us a voicemail. It's our Google Voice number. Or you can upload a video and send us the link, and we'll be happy to play it. Try to keep it to 30 seconds or less.
I'm so mad. Somebody's watching The Desperate Housewives of New Jersey, and I can't...
No. Real Housewives of New Jersey. Desperate Housewives is fiction.
The really desperate... Oh,
real... Okay, yeah.
This is why...
Hey, girl.
This is why...
Hey.
This is why it's airplaying it. Now I understand. So I'm trying to watch it on my screen. So here's the deal. I got my Sling Box here.
You're a man now, bro.
Sling Box is at home, right? And I've been going, why can't I see my TV? One of the neat things about the Sling Player on the iPad is it will play right out to the TV. So now, how about this? You're at the hotel and you want to watch your TV from your home, and you can do that on the big screen TV or on your iPad. This is a dish remote, but if you have a TiVo or a cable or whatever, look at that. I could change the channel. I could program the DVR. In fact, let's see what's on the... Let's go check my DVR. Whoa. Holy mother. Harry looks fit. That's apparently... This is what's on my DVR. Anyway, I record all the best stuff. All the best stuff. Do you like House of Lies? Great show. Kimchi Chronicles.
You can't actually touch that TV, you know.
I know.
You want to, don't you?
Anyway, here's the deal. You get the Sling Box at home. You hook it up to your home theater, everything, you know, your DVR, your cable box, your satellite box, and whatever it is that you've got. And then you hook it up to the internet. And then via the internet, and it's password protected, so you got, you know, it's safe. I can use my iPad, a variety of different devices, Android. I can even use AirPlay to watch the stuff that's on my TV at home wherever I am, as long as I'm on the internet. That is so cool. I want you to check out the Sling Box today. Slingbox.com/twit. You can buy it at Amazon, Best Buy, or online. It really is the kind of ultimate gadget for people who want to be able to take their TV with them wherever they are. It's kind of the opposite of cord cutting. It's uncutting. How do you like it?
I love it.
Isn't that great?
I love it.
Get my hat.
I'm still trying to work it out. This is a lot.
That is a good
hat. This is a lot to deal with.
Big hat.
Yeah. It's a...
What happened to my hat? It's very hot.
I feel like I'm sweating now too.
I think
let's
maybe,
do this.
Maybe our hats got reversed. I don't know.
That's the hat that fits me. And look how big your head is.
It's a little large on me.
Yeah. No, it's small.
Actually, I look like I should be in the dictator.
You're large on it.
I am the emir of Kajurze Kastan.
Hello.
Hello.
I don't even know what my accent should be with this.
You should be a pirate.
Arr, I have some app caps for ya, matey.
Feathery
pirate? I don't know. I think I'd get walked off that plank real quick.
You look good.
Thank you.
I feel good. You're kind of like Jacques Lafitte from New Orleans.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is the part of the show where Leo and I wear ridiculous hats.
For reasons that no one really understands.
The origins are...
obscure, in the mists of obscurity.
Not yet excavated.
No.
This is what we do with joy and wild abandon.
This is how we honor the best apps of the week.
That's right. We each pick an app that we like. Doesn't have to be brand new, but often is. Something that you may not have heard of yet, or it's definitely worth your time. We talk about it. So I'll go first. TED Books. Have you heard of TED Books?
I know TED Talks.
Me too.
So this is the same TED?
Yes. This is the same.
So this is the big conference they have in Long Beach every year. It's $5,000 to go.
And right.
They have amazing speakers.
Smaller TED Talks around the world.
There's TEDx, which are franchise talks, and there's TED Global. There's other stuff. But it's amazing. These talks are really the most interesting speakers, and they only get like 18 minutes. It's not like a real long talk.
Sure. Yeah. In fact, sometimes it's even smaller.
Right.
Shorter, rather. So there is a TED app where you can watch TED Talks,
which is so cute.
Thank you. I have never felt cuter.
I like that.
I'm never going to take it off. Yeah. Well, feathers have always been.
It's Derby Day.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
We're going to the races.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where's my julep?
That's Ascot. Yeah.
Yeah. So TED Talks is its own app. It's great, standalone. You can get caught up on just a lot of very, I hate to overuse the word inspirational.
It
but
is,
that's
though.
Really what it is.
Whenever I need to get inspired, a TED Talk is great. But what is the books?
So the books are same kind of idea, but these are actually, sorry, my hat's in the way. books.
Inspirational books?
Yeah. Well, it's stuff that's written by people that you might know from TED.
Ah. So it's like their books.
Yeah.
But can we read the books, or do we have to buy them, or how does that work?
Well, you preview them if it's something that's interesting to you.
Uh-huh.
So you go ahead and preview it. It'll go ahead and load up text and images, so you get a really good idea of like.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, so what's this book? You know, this is telling us how we can navigate around.
Right.
You get a good idea. It looks very nice. I mean, not dissimilar to a Kindle app type of a thing, and decide okay, this is something that I am interested in because I really like this author type of thing. If you want to, comment on it, you can see what other people have said about it, which, again, for something like this, especially when you're talking about big ideas and forward thinking, can be helpful. The comments are going to be of a higher caliber than, just kind of silly blog comments type of a thing. You go back to I want to go back to the homepage. So you can go ahead and just kind of get a sense of what's available to you. But you can also, if you're like, I like inspirational books, I like the nonfiction aspect of it and the stories and the knowledge that I'm getting, you can subscribe and download all the books that are in this display for $15.
What?
Yeah. So it's like,
that's not
and
bad.
And then when new books come into it, then there's subscription.
So it's a subscription
model.
Thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is it $15 a month?
That's
one time only?
That's a good question. Would you want to subscribe to TED All Access subscription for 3 months?
3 months
for $14.99.
That's not bad. $5 a month. That's not bad at all.
Not bad at all.
Yeah.
You just have to be honest with yourself. Are you going to read this stuff?
No.
If so.
No.
Well, some people are going to say yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if I have the time either.
Yeah.
Well, it's just hard to read.
That's what I like about TED Talks.
Is tough. There's so many words, and sentences,
words,
and punctuation.
Words, yeah.
Sometimes they indent the page. Why do they do that?
No smiley faces either,
no.
I find.
No. Winky face or I'm not reading.
No. Yeah.
TED Books? Just kidding. Sort of. But anyway, this is it's very simple. This is a way to... It's kind of like if you think of I can't even remember the stupid name of it. The newsstand. It's like the newsstand, but just for TED content.
And only $5 a month.
Exactly. Or you can just buy the one book.
Or one book, which would be probably more expensive.
Well, let's look.
So just subscribe.
Let's look.
How many books can you read in 3 months?
So hybrid reality. Am I interested in that? Yeah, let's say I am. If I want to buy it, it is $2.99.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Sorry, again, this hat is out of control.
I'm going to have the same
out
problem,
of control.
I can tell. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's, and then you've got some, I don't know, if you have a subscription, this is actually kind of a nice thing. A lot of these subscription services, they'll automatically renew, but there's a nice little activate or make it inactive. So they're not going to make it hard for you. You're not going to have to call somebody on the phone 4 times.
You can almost say, you got 3 months to read this whole thing. This is it. You got 3 months.
But then just remember to deactivate it if you don't want to keep going.
Right.
Because they will update with new content.
Well,
And the app itself is totally free. So you can go ahead and preview some stuff before you buy.
That's my problem with this next issue. Remember we talked about the magazines?
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm still paying for this. I don't even know.
Well, you should know what you're paying for.
I should probably cancel it because it's one of those renews every month automatically.
Yeah.
I think I could be in the rock band Devo right now.
You could.
You must whip it. If it were a red flower pot, I would be there.
The little bows on the front give it away a little bit. That's not very Devo-like. There you go. Yeah, you're a fancy Devo.
I'm a devotee. So, in the beginning, many moons ago, there was a little company called Activision and a little game machine called the Atari 2600. And what a great game. This was one of my favorite games on this. It was called Pitfall. Do you remember? You're probably too young to remember Pitfall.
Oh, I remember it. I remember it because almost like as a legacy game is how I remember it.
Well, it was.
But yes, I'm familiar with
it. It was. And they made sequels and so forth. But this is just the classic 8-bit gamer where you've got to swing over things. You've got to jump over things. Can you show them, play the audio for us?
Yeah, it's your fault.
It's my fault? Wait a minute. Let's just look at the audio here.
It's my fault.
He says, my fault.
Oh, Leo.
Does it have to do with the AirPlay thing?
Nope.
Let me just turn off AirPlay. How about that? And then we'll do it. Now we got to sit and watch that whole thing. No.
You need to use some gestures.
You don't hear any audio, huh?
There you go. I hear it.
All right. So, suddenly the 8-bit Pitfall, now it's too loud, has turned into fully 3D rendered Pitfall.
Now, that's cool. If
you played Temple Run, this is basically the same game as Temple Run. You're going to be running as fast as you can, jumping over obstacles, swinging from ropes. But it's what's fun. It's the same basic game as Pitfall was, only now it's kind of 3D rendered, which is a lot of fun. And by the way, it gets a little bit more. I got a slide under. Whoa. It gets a little bit more interesting as time goes by. You get much more complicated gameplay feature. Whoa, I ran into the wall there. So not actually as pretty as Temple Run, but a fun game to play. So let's keep playing here. How far can you run? Let's redo that one. I want to get farther along because if I can, you'll see that it changes into a different first-person look. Highly recommend this game. I think it's 99 cents. Is that right, Chad? I think it wasn't. Oh, it's hard to play. It's because I can't tilt it. All that stuff. Anyway, highly recommend it.
Somebody's having a caffeine crash.
Yeah.
The drugs ran out.
I'm highly recommending this game. God, I don't like it.
This is great. If you were
a Pitfall fan,
why wouldn't you want this for 99 cents?
Oh, it's much more fun than the original, actually. See, now as we're going first person. I like these kind. I like Temple Run. I like Brave. By the way, if you liked Temple Run and you didn't buy the Brave edition, the Disney edition, boy, they did a nice job with that. I think it's actually more fun than Temple Run was.
You're actually not bad.
Well, I'm paying attention now. Before that, it was just the coffee
right now. Look at that. It's one or the other. Is it the show or Pitfall?
Well, it's the choice. It really is a tough choice.
Take your pick.
So now it's going to get a little more first person. This is really a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's great.
Whoa. I thought that was a turn, and it wasn't. It was a big wall.
Well, this is a good way to make use of that legacy game that people love and make it modern.
Yeah, and you can buy upgrades and power-ups and... And this is the new thing, and Brave started this. You can buy outfits. So if I want, I can get a fairy outfit, but I have to work my way up to it. It's 16 diamonds or 10,000 rocks.
SWAT team.
Almost there. SWAT team, pirate, ninja, bear, aviator. It's fun.
Yeah. It's a dollar.
It's a dollar. What the hell?
Why not?
What could go wrong?
I mean, I might as well just flush a dollar down the toilet. It's nothing.
Did I tell you about my friend who flushed her iPhone down the toilet?
Oh, no. All the way down?
Not only did she lose the iPhone, she had to get a new toilet.
Really?
Yeah, it got stuck. They had to actually break the toilet, the ceramic toilet.
It was that stuck?
It was that wedged in. The plumber couldn't get it out. So she had to break the toilet, buy a new toilet. And, of course, the iPhone didn't work because she hadn't liquipelled it.
Well, yeah, we know about that.
A little lesson there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
So,
Gotta liquipell it correctly.
She had a brand new iPhone.
And even then,
you can't really bring the toilet into the Apple store. The genius doesn't really want that.
Hey, genius, help me.
It's stuck.
You're supposed to know how to do
Could you fix this? It's stuck.
I take full responsibility.
He said, I'm guessing you got it wet.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, it's a magic toilet from the future.
Yeah.
Hey, so that does it for this edition of iPad Today. Thanks, everybody, for watching. Reminder, we shoot new episodes on Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, something, something UTC.
Is that my job?
Yes.
2000 UTC.
Oh, so funny. Ooh, every week we do something, this. Something. So funny. So funny.
Really? That's the first time you've done that?
No, I did it last week also.
You did?
And the week before.
You're lucky I have no memory.
That's true.
That's the one blessing of Alzheimer's is, you know, I laugh every
That's
time.
That's why I say it's payday. And you say, isn't that last Friday? I say, no. That was like a month ago.
Check. I got right.
Please pay me.
Yeah.
So it works out really well. Thanks, everybody, for watching. We'll see you next week on iPad Today. Oh.